Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Bechoros Yud Zayin, Bechoros 17:8, pagination is 33. We start from four lines up from the bottom, Masnisin, at the start of the Mishnah. Rachel Hashib, Shalo Bichra, that did not yet have its firstborn, v'yolda shnei zecharim, and now it's giving birth to two males. V'yatzu shnei rosheyen ke'echos, and their heads come out at the same time. They're twins, and their heads come out at the same time. So, obviously, what we see, before we go anywhere with what to do with the case, but apparently the head coming out is considered the birth. That's the essence of the birth. And that transition, once the head comes out, is something that you see as well. For example, in medical ethics, we discuss the case of Rachmana Litzlan, a dangerous pregnancy, and the concept of an abortion. So the Rambam describes, once the head comes out, it's handled very differently. But until the head comes out, the fetus can still be regarded as a rodef, as an aggressor against the mother. The head coming out is significant. So here the Mishnah describes that it appears to us that the two heads came out at the same time. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, Shneyem Lekohen. They both go to the Kohen, Shenemar, Hazichorim Lashem. You could have plural children given to the Kohen on behalf of the gift you're supposed to give to Hashem. Give it to the Kohen. That could be that there's a plural, Hazichorim. Rabbi Yossi Agli doesn't have trouble with that. Go give them both. But the Chachamim say, and this is what we're going to focus on in terms of Shulchan Aruch, the way we paskin, you can't be so precise, you can't expect things to truly have been so precise, and we assume that they happened one after another, just you're not sure which one came first. One stays by the owner, and one is given to the Kohen. Now, we'd have to discuss which one is which, but that's the fundamental response of the Chachamim. They didn't happen at the same time. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Rabbi Tarfon says, HaKohen Borer Lo Es HaYofeh. Reb Tarfon holds that the Kohen chooses the better one, the stronger one, the bigger one. The assumption is, as the Gemara says on Yud Ches Amud Aleph, the next daf, that the stronger one is the one that preceded the other one in the birth. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, no, Mishamnin Beinehen. There's an evaluation that takes place. Rashi says the Kohen gets the kachush, the weaker one. He's only able to prove himself to the extent of the weaker one, so he'll get that one. V'hasheni, and the second animal, which is not clear to us that it's not the bechor, it's a suffik bechor, yira ad sheyistoiv. It's going to go to pasture until it gets a mum. And once it gets a mum, a blemish, it's not eligible to be a karban. It's able to move beyond the kedusha of the bechor as far as giving it to the kohen in terms of having it as a karban. It gets downgraded in how you're going to have to handle it. V'chayev b'matanos. You're going to have to give the gifts to the Kohen from this animal because you have a simple argument, or the Kohen, I should say, has a simple argument. Either give the entire animal to me, if you consider it Bechor, or if you don't consider it a Bechor, at least give me the gifts that are meant for the Kohen, the Zroa L'chayayim V'keiva. For Rabbi Yossi Poter, and Rabbi Yossi says that of that obligation, you're actually absolved. And the Gemara explains in Yudches Amar Aleph, the next daf, because it's considered an exchange. It's as if the Kohen owned it, and he sold it to you in exchange for the other animal which he took. And the rule is that once the animal is owned by the Kohen and he sells it to the Yisrael, it's not going to be obligated in the matanos, in these gifts. In Shulchan Aruch, Simen Shin Yud Ches, we find in Sif Aleph, Rachel Shelo Bichra, indeed this case, a sheep that has not yet had a birth, V'yolda Shnei Zecharim, and it gives birth now to two male children. So this is the case of Bechor Behema Tahora, a kosher animal giving birth to its firstborn. Afilu Yatza Shnei Rashem Ke'echod, the Mechaber writes, even if the two heads came out at the same time, I'efsher shelo kidem echod, it's impossible that one of them didn't come first, which is the position of the Chachamim in our Mishnah. V'hoil v'ein yodua eze yotza rishon, and since we don't know which one occurred first, the Kohen has rights to the weaker one, to the smaller one, to the less expensive one. That was the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. And the second one is a doubtful Bechor. The Mechaber does not conclude the thought and tell us, so what indeed is the rule of a doubtful Bechor? We see in the Shach and the Taz, really based on the Rishonim, such as the Rambam, a machlokes of how to handle this Safek Bechor, as we saw in our Mishnah. There were two approaches. One is Chayiv B'matanos, and one is that it's absolved of those gifts. So let's look at the Shach. The Shach says, Nota l'sakachosh, you get the weaker of the two, the Kohen, because he has to prove whatever he's going to extract, and the most he can extract is the weaker one, because that he knows for sure, not less than that, he's entitled to one of them. It's also doubtful. And it's forbidden in shearing and using it. V'yochlenu akoin b'mumah, and the coin will be able to eat it when it has a mum. And then on the case of Safik Bechor's statement about the second one, says the Shach, v'yiftar upatur mehamatanos, and he's absolved of giving the gifts from this animal to the Kohen. Kefen shachalifav biyad Kohen, since its exchange is in the hands of the Kohen, and that was the position of Rabbi Yossi, who said, Pater, that on the second animal, you do not have to give the matanos. The Taz, however, on that statement, Hasheni Safek Bechor, writes, V'yochel b'muma l'baylim, the owner will be able to eat it once it gets a mum. V'chayiv b'matanos kuhuna, but he is obligated in the matanos kuhuna, which is exactly the first position of the Mishnah on this topic, that it's chayiv b'matanos. V'hatam, the Taz says, the omer hakohen, the kohen can say, mimon afshoch, either way, whichever way you want it. Im bechor hu, if it's a bechor, kulo shali, all of it is mine. V'im lo, and if it's not a bechor, okay, havli matanos, then just give me the gifts that are in order to be given to a kohen by a regular animal. Yasha koach, thank you for joining.